L-I-T-T-L-E-G-R-I-B. L-I-T-T-L-E-G-R-I-B. L-I-T-T-L-E-G-R-I-B.
The Good Night Show with Neil Triff on WREW-FM.
Can I just say something, Seth? And it's good to be here tonight, but can I just say something, Seth?
It's your show.
I just don't understand it anymore. My city, my home, I can no longer relinquish an olden memories any longer. Two handfuls of pepper in my heart this night. Four cups of salt in the morning for me for breakfast in the morning for me. It's unadvantageous for me to achieve a full heart without a droplet of humanity. So what of it? What the hell of it all? It's comical. It's truly, unincredibly comical.
What?
Profound?
Not only profound, but also poignant.
Intellectual.
Esoteric. Industrial.
Industrialistic. Do we have a caller on here? Hello?
Come on.
Hello. Going back to the industrial thing, yes, it was a very industrialistic passage that I have written for a book that I would have written in about a year.
Would you say the overarching theme of the book is industrial?
It is a subgenre. It's not going to be an industrial book because of the materials it's going to be made out of, but and it might still be an e-book, but I still do not know what an e-book is.
You could be the first guy to write a nonfiction industrial book. Or e-book.
Has anyone written an e-book?
Yes. That's a kind of a funny question.
Do you think I could write an e-book?
You said you already wrote it. Or most of it.
Yeah, I am writing a book, Steph. And this is an announcement. I suppose it's going to be... I don't know if I should use periods or not. Or if I should just write it as I talk.
You leave that grammar stuff. I know you don't know it. So you leave that up to
the PC police.
Leave it to the PC police. Also leave it up to the PC police. And a member of the PC police happens to be who? Your editor.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yes. Yes, her.
Is that who you're going to say?
I don't think that Hillary Clinton would edit your book. By the way, working title for your book?
Oh, Seth, don't put me on the spot. But I right now it just says Things I Think, but I don't think it sounds too good.
Oh, I've got to take a loop.
Okay, when we get back, I think Lamigan will be... What's going on? All right, we're going to take a quick break. The foundation Clinton lays, and you're back with the Good Night Show with Little Triv.
Who's on the phone?
That's exactly who I thought. Nobody. We did have the caller in the air, and don't be shy. The number is 216-368-2208. It is shocking to find out how few listeners we have developed. I don't think it's a coincidence that that happened around the same time that we lost our producer John, who committed suicide.
He kept things going.
He kept listenership. Oh, and that reminds me. Also, listeners started dwindling when we replaced the suicidal producer John with Landon Lamigan.
Okay. That's enough. I'm here now. I'm crawling in my box.
The show was really
God, that
good.
Mic is hot.
The show was really getting its footing, and we thought that you did really well the first episode, Lamigan, and then we signed you on for a 5-year contract after the first day. Oh, we are so regretful, Lamigan.
You all treated me like I was a superstar.
Pariah.
And I have let you down. I've let you all down.
WRUW, you're on the air.
Turn off your radio.
All right. I got it.
Hello, hello.
Still with me?
I can hear me in
the
background.
You changed your number by one. It used to be 2207.
No.
Oh, we do have that line, but that line was screwy. Do we have to talk about the line?
This isn't ad, is it?
Who?
Is this Ed?
This is the Little Triv Show. I'm Little Triv. We have Lamigan, and we have Seth.
Ed was a little twerp that used to run this thing.
Run this show?
Yeah. The whole station.
Oh, the whole station. Ed died very long ago. Gruesomely.
I can't understand you because I can't understand you.
Caller, Ed died long ago.
Huh?
Ed? Your friend?
No, he's not my friend.
He died. Gruesomely.
No. He employed my daughter. My daughter used to be on your station, you jerk.
That doesn't mean that he did not die.
Whatever you're saying right here, it just sounds like someone who doesn't want to believe that somebody is dead.
Ed, from the station.
Is dead.
He was a nice guy.
Sure.
Yes, of course he's nice.
Gruesomely.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, death ain't good, buddy. Thanks for calling. Okay. That was different.
Excuse me.
It's always tough to break that to somebody. And we did it quite delicately.
I don't think we are the best people to have ever delivered that news to somebody.
I thought we did.
But
great.
We did kick ass at. Yes.
Seth, you were so delicate when you said you doubled down on the word gruesomely.
And it's funny. It's funny how differently people react to people dying.
And it's funny
He's laughing about it.
Having a good time.
He's like, oh, no, he's not dead. He might play my daughter, is what he said.
He said to my daughter.
And
he said
then
that,
we said, yeah, he's dead.
He's dead, dude. Hang up. And I thought it was funny how he said he was a nice guy, and then I was just like, it does not matter if you are nice or mean. If you're dead and you die gruesomely, you are dead.
The Reaper always shows up. It doesn't matter if you are a good or a bad person. The Reaper comes. And that leads to another point about the Reaper.
Then you're going to bring up the blues, aren't you?
It doesn't directly tie into the Reaper, but yeah, I just have the blues.
Thinking about the Reaper coming for you? That kind of blues?
It does happen when I do watch it. Yes, I have the blues. It has to do with my black veil. And anyways, I don't want to talk too much about me.
No.
Or the black veil. It always gets a little too sad. But that caller, he really showed how delicate we can be.
Yeah, he showcased what we're capable of as humans and hosts.
DJs.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about something naughty I did.
I said DJ, Lamigan. DJ.
DJ.
Do you know you're a DJ, Lamigan?
I kind of got the idea once you guys gave me the headphones, but I never really thought of myself as that.
You could say the word.
As a DJ. As a DJ?
I didn't know you'd be so quick to say the word, but yeah, you are a DJ.
I'm just, sorry, I can't stop thinking about something I did.
Okay.
Remember, Lamigan, we're talking about DJs, not the other J.
I feel like this is a trap, but I want you to know that every time you say DJ, you are absolutely right if you think that I am actually thinking of the word BJ. You are right, and I cannot help but feel like you are walking me into that, and I don't care because I want the whole world to know.
The number is 216-368-2208. 216-368-2208. Please, if you need to call in and check to see if someone is still alive, let us be the ones to tell you that they died gruesomely. Any news, Lamigan?
I did something funny last night, but before we get to that, there's been an update from Mexico.
Oh.
Okay, so...
Oh, here we go.
Mexico says, and they posted a video of the president on Twitter. The man's name is Pina Nieto, and he says... Pina Nieto.
And he, just to clarify, he is dead?
No, he was... Well, I could be, but he's alive when he said this. Mexico does not believe in walls. I've said time again. Mexico does not believe in walls. I've said time again. Mexico will not pay for any wall. And that's all it said. And the video cut to black. There's a little bit of scratchiness. And then...
Oh, please tell me that Jigsaw from Saw came on the screen.
It was a little bit like Jigsaw from Saw or the Joker making his scary videos to the people. And it was kind of like that, only it was Mexico.
Can I make a point? In the movie Saw, the main villain is named Jigsaw.
I think it's just Saw.
It's just Saw.
Then I can't make this point. His name was Jigsaw. Then why did they call the movie Saw?
Yeah, why did they call the movie Saw if his name isn't Saw?
I think they would call it Jigsaw.
Actually, if his name is Saw, his name's Saw, you guys said.
Yes, his name is Saw.
Then why did they call the movie Jigsaw?
Now that's confusing.
Now you're getting somewhere. And there's a bunch of them, too, and I've seen them all. Have you seen the Hostel movies?
The ones with torture?
Bye Bye Man.
No. Now you're just naming horror movies.
Don't say it, don't think it. Don't say it, don't think it. Don't say it, don't think it. Don't say it, don't think it.
Hey, what were you saying about the wall?
Mexico president Pina posted a video on Twitter that was a lot like the Joker.
The president's name is Post Pina?
Yeah, what? No, I don't know, but he's posted a scary video on Twitter that was like Saw, and he said, "We will not pay for any wall because we don't believe in walls."
I do want to go back to the thing we were talking about earlier. When a word ends in J, most guys are going to end up thinking about
jobs.
The letter that typically comes before that. B. For example, my nephew.
You lost me.
My nephew's name's AJ. Every time I hear his name, I start thinking about BJs.
The name AJ, I've got a buddy named TJ, and when he comes over, I'm like, sorry, dude.
It's tough.
BJ.
There is a Browns.
I look at him and I just say BJ.
There is a Browns quarterback named RG3, and when I hear them say RG, all I think about is I'm just like, turn off the TV.
Yep.
Honey, turn off the TV. BJ.
Because the Browns guys, the hosts, what are they called? The DJs?
The Browns DJs.
The Browns DJs, they always shorten RG3 to RG, and I can't help but...
And it's funny because normally it's with a name like AJ or what was your friend's name?
TJ.
TJ. TJ.
But it also
works for RG.
That's comedy.
Interesting. I'm sorry I did something bad last night. Can't stop thinking about it.
Dude, just tell it.
I dug up. Oh man, I'm in the doghouse. I don't know if she knows it yet. I dug up Sydney's garden. As you listeners might know, I have a very homely, bland wife named Sydney. Stays at home. And I dug up her garden. I dug up her whole entire garden that she spends hours working on in the summertime. And I dug it up today because it just seemed so muddy and crappy out that I thought it was just about time to dig it up. And I also saw something on the news about how President Trump is going to say, or he's already said, and he signed an order that said you can dig anywhere in the world for oil as long as you're an American, and that it doesn't matter if it's someplace beautiful. So I thought, I will dig in my own backyard. I will look for something specifically beautiful and dig until I find oil. And so I started digging today, and she was pissed off. I'm sleeping in the doghouse.
When I dug up my old lady's garden, I'm telling you, I was sleeping on the couch for a month.
I mean,
why do they get so mad, women, about digging up their garden?
Because we're good at it? I don't know. Because they're jealous?
Because you guys know that I bury my food.
I didn't.
You do. That makes me question something. You enjoy your food buried. Correct?
Very much.
Now, a garden, typically, the food is buried. Already.
Yeah, I see where you're going with it. But, Seth, but that's not brown meat.
Oh, so you're talking about cooked food. You bury cooked food.
Cold food. Cold meat.
Cooked, though.
Cooked, then chilled. Yes, Seth. That's not cooked if it's chilled after it's cooked.
Oh, yes. Well, we have differing opinions on that.
Agree to disagree.
Yes. Stop. Little Triv, pull out your iPhone and Google this. Mumps.
M-U-M-M-P-S.
M-N. Now okay. Go to news.
I see it right here on ABC. ABC News. At least 80 sick and massive mumps outbreak in Spokane, Washington.
Good
let's,
Lord.
Let's listen.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear this.
This can't be good.
Especially
the index of other news tonight.
The kids.
A massive sinkhole in a Philadelphia suburb. The giant hole opening in front of lawns between two homes, partially swallowing a
so
pickup
many
truck
kids. There,
forcing families to evacuate. The sinkhole now estimated 20 feet deep, stretching out into the street, part of the sidewalk and the road collapsing. Workers are now dumping tons of cement into the hole. They're trying to stabilize the ground there. To the mumps outbreak in Spokane, Washington
here
tonight. Hundreds of students in 21 schools now in that county forced to stay home. Health officials say there are at least 80 confirmed cases, many involving people who were vaccinated. More than 300 students without up-to-date vaccinations are not allowed in school now, warning students they have to get that vaccine. The fireball over Mount Holly, North Carolina, home security.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about the fireball.
I don't believe in fireballs.
Or the sinkhole. So uninteresting and unintelligent news.
But the
mumps.
The mumps, though. Kids missing school.
Seth, I think you're pronouncing it wrong.
Mumps?
It's bumps.
Oh.
With a big B. Bumps.
You're not getting a date if you got bumps.
Think about the children that will not get dates this weekend because of their bumps.
Hey, so I'm reading some clickbait. It turns out that Robin Williams got an IQ of 140.
In the movie or on the...
In real life, before he hung himself, he
Did
had
he
an
get
IQ.
To that point before he hung himself? Or?
I think he reached it like right before he died. I'm not sure, but he only needed 130 to be a genius. So he was definitely a genius. It turns out. Just on some clickbait.
So the higher you get, let me just try to figure this out so I can tell other people. So the higher you get, the more likely you are.
To die.
To die?
I think it gets the highest right before you die. You just get everything good happens to you right before you die.
So God knows you're about to die, so he says, okay.
He's like, here,
take it.
Here.
Oh, I'm going to tell people at work about this tomorrow.
Hey, I'm definitely going to tell people at the casino.
I suspect, Seth, that when you tell people at work about that, you are going to come back the next day with at least one hanging of a fellow coworker. At least one coworker will kill himself.
Ah, so someone who has a high IQ that I tell about this story is going to realize that it's their time to die.
And they're going to kill themselves to see how smart they can get.
And it's not sad.
No. You know what, Seth? That's why I wasn't sad when Robin Williams killed himself.
Seth. When you go to work tomorrow and tell those people, all those people around the drinking fountain about all the things that Lamigan just told you, I think you are going to come back the next day from work with a couple of bruises because people can't handle big news like that. Just big news like that. And especially a little guy like you going up and telling them.
We don't talk about that kind of thing at the water fountain.
Seth, when you talk to people about stuff like this at work, do they ever call you like an ass? Like a jackass or something?
An asshole?
Like an asshole. Do they like you? I feel like the people at work would not like you.
I don't think that they would.
It's not something I think about, because I know, typically I'm thinking about the show.
And
other things. Yeah, my daughters, and I'm thinking about the show and other things I can talk about on the show. And, you know...
For someone that thinks about the show all week long.
To the index of other news tonight, the massive sinkhole in a Philadelphia suburb, the giant hole opening in front of lawns between
two homes partially swallowing a pickup truck there,
forcing families to evacuate. The sinkhole now estimated 20 feet deep, stretching out into the street, part of the sidewalk and the road collapsing. Workers are now dumping tons of cement into the hole. They're trying to stabilize the ground.
I do like that part.
Let's talk about that for a second. I initially thought that it was just a bunch of nonsense, but there is a giant hole in Washington. And yeah, you heard the good part, Seth. You want to tell the listeners the good part about the story?
Yes, the workers who were previously unemployed now have jobs for the time being, pouring endless cement into the giant hole.
Do you know how many people that employs?
Oh, it's got to be at least 100 million.
100 in the amount of cement? That means you're putting cement back in business?
When the hole's going straight to Timbuktu, you need 100 million employees to fill that hole.
Oh, and then the concrete supplier is just like, just take the business. He says, just give, I'm giving you my business.
The concrete supplier says that to whom?
To the millions of workers who are going to fill up the hole with their concrete. And he says, just, I'm handing over my business to you.
Can somebody sum up this story? I'm judging through this article amazing. Looking for something. What
Seth,
happened?
Seth, can you summarize the story to Lamigan?
All right, so there's about 100 guys in
no
Washington.
Jobs. They didn't have jobs.
Who are previously unemployed temps. If you want to call them that. I call them unemployed.
Lamigan, are you listening?
Indentured?
No. Who spontaneously have jobs due to a giant hole in the ground that they are tossing cement into. Now, this is something I was unclear about from the news report. Little Triv, are they mixing the cement? Or is it just the powder?
Well, we have
I am not clear on the chemical makeup of sinkholes, and I'm not sure if you need the powder.
With cement, you pour the powder in first, and then there's water. Oh, so that means the water supplier is also making
big-time jobs.
Making very big jobs. So not only do you have the concrete powder supplier handing over his business, but you also have the water supplier.
The water supplier's going out of business trying to get enough water.
Because he doesn't have enough water, so it is actually a crisis.
This is...
It's a
I'm sorry, but this is important work. It is astounding, and it is blowing me backwards.
Blow.
Jay. Can you guys listen to me as I tell you something shocking?
Is it long?
Well, it's quick, and I'm going to read it.
Lamigan?
You're going to have to come back to me. I'm reading the... It wasn't what I thought it was.
Time to take a break.
Is that how you start a commercial break, Seth?
I was hoping you'd just go right into it.
Sweet land of liberty that once was true.
To the mumps outbreak in Spokane, Washington tonight, hundreds of students in 21 schools now in that county forced to stay home.
Unbelievable. The mumps are back.
I'm reading TMZ.
Didn't expect them to happen in Washington.
What?
The bumps.
Bumps.
Oh, well, I'm reading some article on TMZ. Got a couple tidbits about Melania. Beautiful. New First Lady. Melania Trump. You guys interested in hearing some of this?
She's
beautiful. Tall. Supermodel. Genius. It turns out she's a genius. So listen tight. She may have been called stupid for deciding to marry and support a man like Donald Trump, but surprisingly, Melania Trump has a very high IQ. And according to one of the professors at her university, she passed a rigorous admission test with flying colors, proving that the new lady truly is worthy of her title.
New lady.
Melania attended Superversity in Ljubljana in Slovenia. Her native country, where she got a bachelor's degree in design and architecture. Unfortunately, she could not pursue a master's degree because of her busy modeling career, which required her to fly out to Paris and Milan often. She, however, later became a business tycoon, starting her own successful jewelry line. Melania may be first lady, but she's also just an ordinary parent who forgets to take her son off from school. Melania planned to stay in the White House Friday and Saturday night after the inauguration, but returned Sunday so Barron could attend school on Monday. She did just that, only to find out the school is closed until Wednesday for some teacher conferences.
Can I say something?
We spoke with several parents whose kids attend the school, and they said they were too unaware the school was closed.
Oh.
One parent told us he got his kids dressed for school today, only to find out the school was closed.
There's something very skeptical about a model.
They're very tall and super.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I thought
you were going to say the mumps.
Oh, I'm skeptical of the mumps, too, especially in a state like Washington. But back to what I was saying about a model. There's something, and this is not right or wrong or good or bad, but there's reason to be skeptical of models, and especially a model like Melody.
I just say Melanie.
Melody? You say Melanie?
Melanie.
I understand your point, Stefan. I just think they are beautiful. But I think the more interesting point from Lamigan's little article, which ultimately was a waste of time.
Well, could you tell that I combined the two stories seamlessly? Because I said I had two things, so I tricked you guys. I killed two birds in one stone. I told you about how smart she was in her IQ, and then I told you about how she thought that her son had school and he didn't.
We should start a website where you have a news section where you just combine news articles. We will call it Lamigan's Lane.
Lamigan's Lane. I'm liking that a little bit too much.
Anyways, I think what I want to get to about that article is that I don't think Melania really thought that Barron had to go to school. I think she wanted to get away from her being ugly.
big ugly husband.
Her big ugly man.
Who's ugly?
Her big ugly president.
Who are you calling ugly?
The president.
Our president?
Of the United States.
You think that... So you're talking about president...
I'm discomfort.
Trump?
You can be impeached for that. You can be thrown out. You can get your DJ privileges revoked for saying something like that.
You know we're on air, right? And not to mention, Seth and I are both bugged. We got a hot mic going at all hours of the day. I don't think you know who you're talking about. I just got done reading two stories and one about the beautiful First Lady.
This show is uploaded directly to some place that you don't want it to go. And people are listening to this that you don't want them to hear, especially saying something like that.
I just said that he's ugly.
And you find that acceptable?
Respectable.
Disrespectful.
I think it's just plain un-American, and I don't want to be in the show with you anymore.
We know that our listenership is dwindling, but we would love for a call in. Really, have you guys taken a look at the numbers?
For the show?
Yeah, the listener numbers.
Oh, they're not good. They're down from last month.
It's down from before. Seth, for someone who thinks about the show every minute of every day, how do you feel when you look at the chart of our listener numbers?
Makes it harder and harder to come back every day. It also makes me feel bad when I spend so much damn time thinking about this show, and I know you guys don't. And then I come on the show, and I have nothing planned, and I say maybe a few minutes worth of material.
You get so excited, God bless you, Seth. I don't think about this show at all.
When I'm not here, I only come here for the paycheck. When I'm not here, I am gambling that paycheck.
And that paycheck is big.
Mine is, yeah, yours. Your guys' is not.
It's enough to live.
I make triple.
You make triple what I make?
I make triple.
I see what happened. You absorbed Producer John's salary.
So that's why he died.
Did you? That's why he died. Did you have something to do with that?
That's gotta be why he died.
Did you tell him about what we were talking about earlier?
Yes.
You're not making us very happy today at all.
I did not kill him, but I did know that he was going to do it because I told him about the IQ and the Reaper.
That makes me mad at you. And I don't want to do the show
tomorrow.
Next week.
Well, we'll see if you show up.
Yeah, you can. I'll be here the week after. Studio.
So I did something cute this morning.
No, not on a day like this.
Nothing you do is cute to me.
I think I might be able to change your mind, Lamigan. Would you close your tablet, Lamigan? Put your tablet in sleeper mode.
It doesn't work like that. It's in Windows Surface Pro.
I did something cute this morning. And let me see if I can change your mind about whether or not you think it's cute.
Let's hear it.
Did you hear about the wall that Trump is going to build?
Yes.
Yes.
And tall, the jobs that it will create.
Tall, thick.
I had this cute little idea to go out to the backyard and start just making a little mini wall around the edges of my property, and just a little 4-foot wall all around. Just, I was very much in the spirit of just building a wall on your property to make a boundary, to make a border boundary. And I just used all the materials that I could find, a very sticky, scrappy wall that I built, a wall going all around my property that could keep trespassers out, or if I wanted to have a friend over, we could still get into the wall, but legally. We could still get into the wall, but legally.
It's kind of cute.
I think it's cute like a bunny hopping, but it's just not. I'm not happy.
Is there you ever heard of somebody else, you know, building a wall around the edges of their property?
Is there any
difference? To create a boundary?
Any difference between this wall you built and, you know, your typical fence?
No, Seth. This is a wall that I built under the inspiration of the presidency proposal.
And you said you used sticky scraps?
I used things that I could find, which, yes, included a lot of sticky scraps. If you were to build a wall out of anything that you could find around the house, around your property, or your neighborhood, don't you think it'd get pretty sticky and scrappy?
Depends. I'd use a lot of good, solid building materials. I have stuff laying around in the basement, cement.
Want to know surprisingly what I use more than other things?
Surprise me.
Bee honey. Bee's honey. Which is surprisingly versatile for, in terms of building material.
Yeah, I could see if you mix that with any sort of wood or plaster.
Bee honey and wood.
When you mix bee honey and wood, does that make a sticky scrap?
Bee honey, wood, and then a lot of trash that came out of...
Ah.
Yeah, it's... Yes, it was mostly a wall made out of trash.
Do you know what happens to bees in the wintertime?
Hibernation.
Oh, goodness.
They
dig themselves a hive deep in the ground. And you know what I did last night?
You dug one out?
I dug up Sydney's garden, and guess what I came across? A hive of hibernating bees. And they kicked my ass. I had gotten stung 50 times. I had to go to the doctor. They had to give me the EpiPen. And it turned out I also had a hernia, and they had to remove that. So I am not... talk about bees.
Did they use the surgical mesh?
They used their bare hands. I opted out of anesthesia. But... It got to the point where I asked them to put me to sleep because it hurt really so bad.
You're going to have another one if they didn't put in that mesh.
To the index of other news tonight, the massive sinkhole in a Philadelphia suburb, the giant hole opening in front of lawns between two homes, partially swallowing a pickup truck there, forcing families to evacuate. The sinkhole now estimated 20 feet deep, stretching out into the street, part of the sidewalk and the road collapsing. Workers are now dumping tons of cement into the hole. They're trying to stabilize the ground there.
See, they left out the part where they talk about the workers, but they didn't mention that they're workers.
Yeah, it is liberal media. There were so many jobs produced from this sinkhole that they do not want to talk about.
You walk down the street today in Washington at all the temp agencies, and the guys at the counter are playing Tetris. They don't have anything to do. They don't have a single guy in there looking for a job, starving. These workers are getting fed.
You could walk into the temp agency and scream, anybody want a job? Who wants a job? Free jobs. It pays $1 million an hour. And all they would do is keep on playing Tetris.
I didn't play Tetris as a kid. You know what I played?
Rubens.
Kill the Carrier.
Oh, we called it something different.
Something more controversial.
Do you want me to say it, Seth?
Let her rip.
To the mumps outbreak in Spokane, Washington tonight, hundreds of students in 21 schools now in that county forced to stay home.
It's comical.
I just don't get why all this stuff had to happen in Washington.
It's a lot to take on for a state. If it was the whole country, they would be able to handle it, but for a state, You see what I'm saying?
It's just unbelievable.
It's irresponsible.
Unless, of course, this is a report from the local news in Washington.
Oh, damn again.
You said my name, and I'm saying what?
You're very absent this episode, and I am talking more than I ever have in any episode.
That makes for a difficult listen. Your voice is hard to hear. And yes, it's grating on the eardrum.
I couldn't talk to that one caller we had tonight because he said he couldn't understand me. And Richie Ramone hung up on me when he first tried to call in because he didn't like it.
No, he hung up on us because we made him feel bad about who he voted for.
Yeah, he voted for...
And she...
We asked him who he was voting for. Very obviously, he would think that we would assume he wasn't voting for Trump, and he was exasperated. I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but he was...
It was just it was bad radio for us.
He sounded shocked when he told us. When he said Hillary Clinton. And then you told him off and then we hung up on him. And he was one of our heroes.
He was a fool, it turned out.
All right, really quickly, we're almost done here, but the next show on here, Dane Bramage, is about to play a lot of Mexican music. Do you have anything to say about that, especially right now in this era?
I just think if they keep putting out more creepy Saw videos, then I don't think I want to hear that music. It might give me a nightmare. That's
Saw?
Jigsaw.
That's not what I said it at all.
You said it at all?
Mexico.
The president of Mexico released on Twitter creepy Saw videos where he said he's not paying for the wall.
That makes sense. And we came full circle, and that's the end of the show.
Okay, then.